just we just take the ambitious out. A program is a program. Just take the labor out.
Any other questions?
Thanks, sir. I grant that I've missed a meeting or two, and I've recently passed on 7.1.3, the 8.46 billion. What is it about, sir? Just a quick reminder. These commitments.
Yeah, it's the settlement of the thing. Yeah, you see, claims that were finalized but are waiting transfer of funds to the owners.
Okay.
So that amount will be amounting to that 8 point something. And I think it is captured even here on a lengthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much.
On previous page.
Any other recommendation? Another matter?
This is Chair, thank you. Good morning to everyone. This is more a grammatical one. 7.1.3. I think claim should be pool of claims. Yeah, that's.
Okay,
that's the addition of F. Prioritizes land claims.
Any other matters?
Thank you, Chair. 7.2, with regard to the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform Commerce, the Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform must 7.2.1, with other relevant ministers and stakeholders, comma, develop clear definition of rural areas, comma, rural development and smallholders to be applied across all spheres of government in South Africa in order to improve program outcomes, full stop. 7.2.2, together with the DPME, comma, conduct a national survey of farms acquired through all land reform programs since 1994 to date, comma. Sorry, full stop. This survey must assess sustainability of land reform farms and the socio-economic impact of land reform on beneficiaries, full stop. It must also factor in the lessons from the earlier quality of life survey by the then Department of Land Affairs, full stop. 7.2.3, ensure that the second phase of the land audit is finalized, full stop. Further, comma, submit time-bound plans of the state land audit and quarterly progress reports, full stop. 7.2.4, given the intention for substantial increase in the number of sites where the strengthening of relative rights for people working the land is implemented, comma, table a report on the SRR pilot review and the key lessons prior to the rollout of the program, full stop. 7.2.5, ensure that the department I think that's builds as well,
yeah.
Adequate capacity to develop evidence-based policy and legislation in order to address non-compliance with all legislative programs. Further, comma, ensure that the department adheres to the revised legislative program, which entails when pieces of legislation will be tabled and referred to the committee, full stop. 7.2.6, strengthen the coordination of AgriParks interventions with relevant government departments to maximize use of limited resources, comma, avoid duplication of government services, comma, and enhance the capacity to coordinate expertise from elsewhere in government and non-government entities. Full stop. Such coordination should be strengthened at both policy and implementation levels. Full stop. 7.2.7. Submit cabinet resolutions and proclamations in respect of the Bloomer function to the presidency. brackets DPME, close brackets, and the transfer of recapitalization and development program to DAF full stop. Further submit a report about funding mechanisms, comma, coordination between both departments, comma, capacity within the receiving departments to provide required services, comma, and plans for smooth transition, full stop. 7.2.8, ensure that the department must build internal capacity to carry out the mandate for tenure reform and land administration. And yes, semicolon. This is especially urgent for the support of DPA, comma, and processing of labor tenants applications, full stop. 7.2.9, ensures strict monitoring of the legal services project under the Land Rights Management Facility and the panel of attorneys set up to provide legal services to farm dwellers. Quarterly reports on the operations of the Land Rights Management Facility must be submitted to the committee, full stop.
Thank you very much. Members, here the recommendations as well as to the Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform. Any addition? Honourable President and Honourable Charlie?
Thank you, Chair. 7.2.5, the last sentence. Further ensure that the department adheres to the revised legislative program, which entails one piece of, I've got a problem with that verb. We should look for a more appropriate one. Or perhaps I will say, which is appropriate.
Which entails.
This should be which entails. Again, it would be which, but then the double which is also not good.
Mm-hmm.
Which entails which pieces of legislation would be tabled?
And the fact to the committee.
Mm-hmm. Go whichever be me, but I will not
Yes.
Which entails pieces of legislation to be tabled?
Okay. Or that will be tabled?
To be
tabled?
Yes. To be tabled. So we'll remove when as well as would. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Any other next on the recommendation to the Minister for Rural Development, Honourable Chabri?
Yes, Sir President, I think it's 7.2.3. Ensure that the second phase of the land audit is finalized. Further, submit time-bound plans on the state land audit and quarterly progress reports. During the discussion, I think one of the points was doing an audit of the claims in state-owned land and plans to finalize those claims. Because the argument is that there is not going to be any monetary there's not going to be an exchange of money. There's no one buying anything. It's the state giving the land that belongs, that was taken from the people by the state there, giving it back. So I think we need to capture that, unless it is captured somewhere where I'm missing. Finalization of claims on state-owned land. And conservancies there.
I think it's captured on 7.3.1,
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure.
I'm not sure this person submits time bonds and so to speak that audit and quarterly progress support. Because he was saying that they must finalize the land audit. The land audit which will entail the land which is privately owned, which is state owned, which is a communal land. Or what is the other one? The unknown. Because the second audit will just indicate who is owning that land, is it a female, is it a male, nationality, you know. So I'm not sure whether the second sentence is that the finalization of the second land bond audit.
Where are we then?
On 7.2.3.
Okay.
I'm saying that the second phase of the land audit, we must delete that term. Yeah, further. Because it talks about something else now.
Until end. That we must keep continuing the progress report.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And keep continuing the progress report. Is that what you're
doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, no, but I think the intention here was either the sentence that gives the instruction to finalize. There has to be some clear date for the finalization here. It's rather open-ended like this. It can continue for the next 10 years. So the intention of further submit is an exception to create that space to say, no, it must be within a specific time. And the quarterly things is actually further, how could one say, entrenchment of the timeline. So that is quarterly report to say, this is how we have moved in to achieve the set target. That, but it's just a formulation that's
But didn't you agree that all the recommendations here were failing 3 months after the taking, after the adoption of the report, to all the recommendations that you've made here? After 3 months, you must get the progress report on each of the recommendations. Honorable Chair?
From the way I read this sentence, it implies that there is work being going on, or work has been done before.
Mm-hmm.
The first phase is done, now we need to do the second phase.
Yeah.
And obviously it's something that is ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
What we need is to say, what is the step by step, I mean, a quarterly report. How far have they gone on the second phase, and when are they going to finish it? So. Or we can even put up a date to say this matter should be finished within 6 months of the completion of the adoption of this report, given the time that it will take to do the to complete. I don't know. I mean, how far are they with the second phase? If there is, if for instance the research has been going on, then we can say we can give them a period of less than 6 months to submit it.
According to the report that was presented to us, that testing finalized, submitted to cabinet, yes. It means that the report is there, but they are still maybe doing some minor things. Maybe if we can propose that by the end of the financial year 2017-2018, it may, because we're saying that they need to just provide us with a progress report, which will also tell us when are they intending to finalize. I'm not sure because I don't have the APP with me, because I think it's in the APP. When are they intending to finalize the second amendment?
Thank you, Chairperson. You are right, by giving the time for you of the completion of this report, because if we don't give a time now, it's open, any time now, but if we are specific here, right, we are specific about the time frame, that I agree. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
should not give him a chance to do this, huh? Yeah. Okay. Okay. 7.3, with regard to the Commission on Restitution of Land Rights, the Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform, the Commission, obviously, let's call it something there, must, 7.3.1, prioritize the settlement and finalization of all land claims on state land. Further submit a report that analyzes all outstanding claims on state land, comma, detailing the claims by province and district, comma, the extent of the land in question, comma, ownership of the land, comma, the current use, comma, implications, open brackets, financial and otherwise, close brackets, of settlement of such claims. The Chief Land Claims Commissioner must report quarterly on the implementation of the plan submitted to the committee. Full stop. 7.3.2, table quarterly reports on the processes to fulfill decision to transform the commission into an autonomous entity. Full stop. Further, comma, table a report on implications of proposals to ultimately transform the commission into a chapter 9 institution. Full stop. The report should consider, comma, amongst other variables, comma, the following, colon, the constitutional imperatives, comma, the mandate of the commission is provided for in the legislation, comma, the emphasis mandate, comma, and how the commission will interface with other land commissions proposed in order in other legislations such as the Agricultural Land Holdings Bill. Full stop. 7.3.3, table a comprehensive report on commitments in the form of grants approved in terms of Section 42C of the Constitution of the Restitution of Land Rights Act before 2009, comma, and further outline a realistic plan, comma, in line with budget allocation, comma, regarding the payment of all such commitments. Full stop. The report that should be disaggregated by province and district must entail, comma, but not limited, comma, to the following, colon, types of commitments, comma, age analysis of the commitments, comma, and estimated timelines for finalization of such commitments in line with budget allocations. Full stop. 7.3.4, ensure that all pre-1998 land claims are assessed by the end of 2017-2018 financial year. Also, this requires an improvement in the research capacity of the Commission and capacity to monitor consultants conducting research on behalf of the Commission. Also, further, comma, monitor the service level agreements with service providers for effective delivery and submit quarterly progress report to the committee. Also.
Honourable members, here are the recommendations. 7.3.3 can shift to that before 2009. Table a comprehensive report on commitments in the form of grant approved before 2009 in terms of Section 42C of the Restitution of Land Rights Act. We delete it.
So where do we start and where do we start? With deletion.
We delete that before 2009 after the act.
Okay.
Then we put that before 2009 after the approved.
Okay.
In the first sentence.
Okay.
It must read, table a comprehensive report on commitment in a form of grant approved before 2009 in terms of Section 42C of the Restitution of Land Rights Act.
Any 7.3, with regard to the Commission on Restitution of Land Rights, the Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform, can we say via the Commission? Must. And then 7.3.2, table quarterly reports on the processes to fulfill the decision to transform the Commission into an autonomous entity, further table a report on the implications. Let's put a V under, I mean, after to fulfill the decision. And also further table a report on the implications of proposals.
Thank you, sir. Going back to 7.3, my understanding is that the commission is not yet an autonomous body. And moving from that premise, are we correct in addressing it as a separate entity there, instead of addressing ourselves specifically to the minister? Mm. At this point in time, they are still a subsidiary of the ministry. I know they do come and report on their own, but I'm just wondering how the minister would feel when we address his commission as a separate entity here, without dedicating a, you know, with some paragraphs also to the commission, like we've done with the Ngonyama Trust Board. We're just bundling now where the minister with, rather the commission with the minister. I think we should just address the minister and then talk to issues that affect the commission.
The minister, when addressing the issues affecting the commission, he must not work alone. We'll be working with the commission. Because the commission is accounting to the minister currently. That is why their report is one report. When they present the annual report, it's one. Although sometimes they have their own legal report. But when looking at the APP of the department, you will find restitution. When looking at the annual report of the department, you will find restitution. Honorable Papa, Honorable Margaret,
Chair, I think it's a matter of consistency. Because if you say, with regard to the Commission on Restitution of Land Rights, the minister, blah, 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 must via the commission or via the command. It's the same thing with the Ngonyama Trust. Then you've got to say, with regard to the Ngonyama Trust Board, the minister should via the Ngonyama Trust. I don't mind either or, but let's be consistent.
Although we've not yet reached the ITP one. If we want to be consistent, if we put via that site, it means that when we come to ITP, we must do the same.
We
have
a
vote.
I'm subject to correction, but I think let's leave as it is, because though the commission is an autonomous body, but not Chapter 9 institution. This commission is under the minister, that's why with regard to the commission being the minister of rural development, because they are still under the minister. They are reporting to the minister. Like how we put it, we leave it like this. And also, I'm curious, even in Ngonyama Trust, it is said with regard to the Ngonyama Trust, the minister should.
Understand that even if the commission is standing on its own, it will report to parliament through the minister of
Center.
Yeah. There's no Chapter 9 institution that comes to parliament on its own. That is my understanding. The political head will remain being the minister of Center.
Thanks, Chair. Maybe we may consider the advisability of rephrasing it like this. The minister must make sure or ensure that the commission does A, B, C, D, E. Must ensure that the commission
Parliament should not be about, it should be on.
implementation?
On these recommendations.
Or the implementation.
Do we agree that? We replace about with on.
Or the implementation of this amount that we
go
at the...
Oh, about the implementation. Oh, okay, so, thank you.
Of this recommendation.
Okay.
In 3 months after the adoption of the recommendation. Any other matter on current work form? If there's none, can I then get the mover for the adoption of the report with the correction?
Thank you, Chairperson. I move that the report be about the report be adopted with corrections.
Honourable Magalda moves that the report be adopted with corrections. And second, Honourable Peter.
I second the motion by Honourable Magalda that the report be adopted. Thanks.
Seconded by Honourable Fulton. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Pamela will just take into consideration the corrections, then the report will be processed accordingly. Thank you very much. The report on the BRR has been adopted by this committee. Can we then move to the next agenda item? The minutes of the 11th of October 2017. Page 1 of the minutes.
Chair.
Yes,
and further welcome, Jim.
Any other correction?
Sorry, Chair, 1.3, outlined and tabled the agenda. Part 10.
Sorry, Chair.
2.1.1, the committee focused on recommendations that made additional notes and made changes where they were necessary. H.
Addition of H. Where they were necessary. No changes where.
Is it where I can put it?
When necessary.
Yeah, when necessary.
Yeah,
I was thinking this. When necessary.
Okay, page 2.
Oh, sorry, yes, okay. 2.2.2. Now we just refer to Chavalent as Chavalent without saying that he's MP or honorable. First one.
MP,
Seconded the move or the motion. I think it should be the motion.
Motion, no.
Instead of move.
Any other matter? Any move for the adoption?
And also 2.2.5 against MP Mandela seconded the move. Should the motion?
All the minutes there's a move because if you move for the adoption.
Yeah,
you move for the adoption.
Yeah,
you second the move.
And yeah.
English is English. Any move for the adoption of the minutes with the correction?
I just want to ask the chairperson because I think on this page.
I've never heard of this one.
One meeting.
I thought on this day we even discussed other things, and I don't see them reflecting.
No,
it's
a report. It's been the report.
No, no, no. The, our oversight visit and the problems that we have in, with administration.
No,
those were not meant for to be minuted. So this discussion never took place.
So
because I thought when we write minutes, or was it an informal meeting?
Because we requested others to excuse us, they may remain as members, yeah, with the support, with the support of the meeting, was before the meeting. No, but they opened the meeting, then they tabled the matter, then it was discussed. not a detail, but just to that's an overview of the oversight. Then we highlight that the issues. It must appear because I remember I opened the meeting, then I tabled the matter, then it was discussed.
Unless if when you opened the meeting you said, no, this is not for the record. But if it was not said, we should have taken that. It should be mediated that we want to discuss this thing because it actually help us going forward that we have discussed this matter as a committee and we should know our dissatisfaction with how things go. Even when we engage with these guys, we still refer them to minutes of our last meeting. That we held a meeting to discuss this thing. This is how the committee feels. I just feel that it needs to be recorded.
And I propose that Kumla would make those additions, then we defer the minutes, because evidently I had a meeting with the parliament committee manager, section manager, and I raised the issues that were raised in that meeting. So I referred to that meeting. So I think it must be just indicated in the minutes. Can we defer the minutes to the next committee? Members, thank you very much.
Can't we address the minutes in principle then with them?
Another proposal.
In principle, because we thought about this.
Yes, thank
I'm very easy. As long as we'll have this thing, this matter mediated, it doesn't, whether it's now or later, we can say we adopting the minutes with the provision that there will be additions on the discussion on what was, so that when we meet next time, when we talk the minutes, we are not going to start on page one. We'll be doing the addendum of the minutes. Actually, what it is that there should be an addendum to the minutes. We'll talk this one.
Any second for the proposal?
Chair, I'm just wondering, I mean, we have the minutes here, we've discussed it now. Honorable Chamberlain's input is should just be incorporated in the minutes. None of us are in disagreement with what has been said, Chair. So at the next meeting, there could be an update on, as you also indicated, the matter arising. I don't think, in my humble view, that we need to refer the minutes to another meeting in order for it to be corrected. We have corrected the minutes now, Chair. This is part of the correction, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. The outstanding matter will be integrated in the minutes. Can I then get the move for the adoption of the minutes? Honourable Madaja.
Move on,
Move, any second.
I'm not sure.
some second in the move or the motion.
But
anyway, no chair. I want to humbly request that we look into this. Maybe Pumla can make some time and check on this, whether it's correct to say one is seconding the move. I have a serious doubt about that.
Motion.
But there's a check on that, and then off the record, this can be, we can have a discussion on this when next we meet.
Okay.
I don't want to insist, but I promise you.
But
I'm seconding something.
Okay. You're seconding the motion.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Can you then get a brief about tomorrow's event? We are leaving tomorrow, so can we be briefed how, so that members are aware what is going to happen?
I'm constantly to come and present the update, but I think he's still coming. Maybe he thought that this meeting is going to take long. I'll call him again. Okay, Chair. Members have been given their traveling details with them, so I did not get anyone except for MP Mbabama who wants to travel there to Cape Town on Saturday. The program is still as it was, and MP Matimbe also confirmed her attendance. MP Walters will join us in Gauteng, not on this link, the Malanga link. And MP Minda, when I spoke to him this morning, he was still not too sure. So maybe he can then confirm whether he will be available or not. For this leg or both legs are still outstanding. Please.
Just to that, I can want to make maybe on record, because I'm just concerned that our quick conversation that we might have spoken past one another. Certainly from today until this, until next week Monday, I'm completely unavailable. It's, I just wanted to make sure that's also on record.
I must admit, no, it's only this one. Are you saying there are two legs? I thought there is only one. This week, the other one is next week. No, I will be fine in November, but at least in this one, yeah, I need to. unless one of you will represent me somewhere else.
Yes,
I will ask Mgoni, and Mgoni is not around it. To represent the CAC probably in one of these other meetings.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Honorable Papa, I take it that my move to Cape Town from Joburg has been, and I will tell you, be careful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I confirmed this morning with Johnny that I would not be able to make this up for two reasons. One is my assistant, but the compelling reason is my lower back. The traveling will indeed aggravate it.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Is Johnny still coming?
Yes.
I think members are supposed to, tomorrow are supposed to get an itinerary where they are going to sleep, because we know that other members, they want to know where they are going to sleep, arrange their meetings late today with the constituents. So we need to get a program. What is going to happen from here to Joburg, where we're going to sleep, what is going to happen on Friday,
the MLO, from MLO to Malilane, where I was going to sleep. And I've also requested the section manager that if we are going, especially in rural areas where there are no hotels, where there are guest houses and lodges, they must certainly send an advance team, maybe one or two, to go and check the area, not rely on the website. I think our experience was the Tinkorumani. It was abnormal. So they agreed that they would do that. And we are waiting for Johnny now. Johnny is still coming.
Come